Prepare yourself to ingest current events, pop culture, and politics with a side of Latin flair.
Vaches. I don't have to show you any stinking vaches.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on the Blaze Radio Network.
There was this week. I didn't know if you caught this. But this, again, in our effort to focus on more things that that Brian Williams Press will focus on, things that you may have missed while you watched another liberal city burn. Here is the man who said Mitt Romney had not paid any taxes, did so from the Senate floor, who discredited and not discredited, what's the word I'm looking for? Who soiled the institution of the Senate. His name, of course, is Senator Harry Reid from Searchlight, Nevada. Now, this is the same man who said that Mitt Romney did not pay any taxes for 10 years. It was completely untrue. It was proven false. When asked about it after he announced his retirement by, I think it was CNN who asked him, he said, well, no, I don't regret lying because Mitt Romney didn't win, did he? Here is that same man making commentary on the Republican budget.
The budget is just wrong. It's also dishonest. It claims to be balanced. There is no balance in this budget. That's a word. The budget is no more balanced than the earthquakes they've had in Nepal.
Okay. Number one. To Harry Reid and his staff, and for all of you out here who may have connections or feel free to isolate this section of the Salcedo Show and send it to them. I want to speak directly to Harry Reid and those of his staff that can get this message to him. Look, why on God's green earth would anybody take you seriously anymore? Really, if you would be willing to lie about one of your fellow Americans, somebody who is running for president of the United States, just to advance your own political narrative, how can we ever trust you again? I mean, everything you just said right there, it may be true. And then again, we have no way of knowing that or even subscribing to any bit of credibility as far as you're concerned, because you're a proven liar. Because you don't tell the truth, and you admitted to us why you don't tell the truth was for political advantage. So how are we to take you at face value? Here you are once again railing on Republicans and putting out a whole bunch of data that you could very well be lying about again, and most likely are lying about, because that's what you do, Harry Reid. Your entire career has been a lie. Your entire life on this planet is a lie. You belong to a political party that exists and perpetuates itself based on lies or half-truths. And you know what? It's over, pal. You might as well resign from the Senate now. I mean, yeah, you can throw a monkey wrench into the United States of America all you want. And I'm sure that you will make that as part of your plan to give a parting gift to the American people who now know what you're all about. To make we suffer as you have enriched yourself on our backs, lo, these many years with your corrupt dealings. I just have to say this. Anything that comes out of Harry Reid's mouth, it is safe for the American people to assume is a flat out lie. He can't be taken seriously anymore. Harry Reid, you are a waste, sir. You have zero credibility left. You are not at all useful. You are a useless individual to the country. Go do something else, because of here he is again. Listen,
the budget is just wrong. It's also dishonest. It claims to be balanced. There is no balance in this budget. That's a word. The budget is no more balanced than the earthquakes they've had in Nepal.
And in typical liberal fashion, utilizing the deaths of thousands to make your political point. Just when you thought Harry Reid couldn't get any lower, the leader of the Democrats in the United States Senate, Harry Reid, just when you think he couldn't get any lower, he refers to a tragedy, a tremendous loss of human life to score political points. Again, Harry Reid, you are a waste in every sense of the word.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show, the Blaze Radio Network.